From Detroit, these are our final thoughts. Well, Mike, it's Thanksgiving Eve. More importantly, it's the eve of the big game. So give me your key to the big game.
My key for the Packers is to make big plays down the field. The weakness of this Detroit defense is the secondary. They're vulnerable back there. Mm-hmm. The Packers need to attack down the field. You have to control the line of scrimmage. Obviously, the Lions' defensive line gets after the quarterback. We all know that. But the Packers need to protect Matt Flynn enough so that he can make some plays down the field.
Yeah, you know, everybody has a weakness. And the Lions' weakness is their pass defense, number 28. And I know another team that has a little bit of a weakness in their secondary right now, and that's why I think the key to the game is that the Packers need to deny big plays. Hey, the Lions have Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's got 1,198 yards receiving. You know, if he hadn't missed the first game between these two teams, he might be pushing 2,000 yards this season.
That was a huge factor in that first meeting with him not being on the field.
Packers are giving up big plays, too many of them, and they cannot win tomorrow if they give up a lot of big plays. Dr. Spofford, the Lions are pretty healthy, which is not a good thing for the Packers.
Well, the Packers are starting to get healthier, though, and particularly on defense. It sounds like the Packers should get back Sam Shields, Nick Perry, and Johnny Jolly, one player at each level of the defense. All three of those players are probable, and they missed last week's game. In some cases, for those guys, missed multiple weeks here. On offense for the Packers, Don Barkley is probable at right tackle to return from his knee injury. The one guy to talk about for Detroit, cornerback Chris Houston. We talked about Detroit secondary already. He's one of their starting corners. He's doubtful with a foot injury, and if he's not out there, that, I think, makes Detroit secondary perhaps even more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. My player to watch is Josh Sitton, and here's why. Well, I don't have to tell everybody why. They know why. They've been reading why. You know how they say that the defensive end or the linebacker on that side sets the edge?
Yeah.
Well, Josh Sitton is a guard, and he just set the edge for this game.
Sure did.
He has raised the bar of expectation for himself and for all of his teammates. I think that's a good thing. He has made sure that there's not going to be any bailout here tomorrow. I mean, that guy that wears number 90 for the Lions, this will definitely make him angrier.
Yeah, and my player to watch is another guy for the Lions, and that's quarterback Matthew Stafford. You go back 2 weeks ago, the second half in Pittsburgh, the Lions could not move the ball through the air. He threw four interceptions last week in the loss to Tampa Bay. Detroit is hurting a little bit here, and they're going to look to Matthew Stafford to pull him out of this. I think there's a lot of pressure on Stafford to come through in this game for Detroit tomorrow, and everybody says he's a gunslinger. He's going to cut it loose, and if the Packers can maybe take advantage of a few errant throws, if he's pressing, that could be good for Green Bay.
He's holding, I believe, Stafford is holding the fate of his coach's fate in his hand.
Yeah, and I'll throw out one other player to watch, Jeremy Ross. He's taken over the return duties for the Detroit Lions. We all know his fumble in Cincinnati for the Packers cost him his job and potentially cost the Packers that game. Jeremy Ross is a guy who's going to have a chip on his shoulder on Thanksgiving on national TV against Green Bay.
He had a 42-yard punt return last week.
Sure did. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay with us on Packers.com during the game for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime. We'll be there as well, and we'll have your post-game stories written from the bus, from the plane, wherever we can get our work done. So thanks for watching, everybody.